Good afternoon. We continue to track precipitation that's steadily advancing in our direction from the south and west. It's just the next in a series of low pressure waves which will make an approach to the region. Temperatures will continue to climb into the middle and upper 30s, but some places may be closer to 32 at the onset of the precipitation this afternoon, so we may see some sleet and freezing rain in spots, primarily over the higher terrain in the Catskills, the Adirondacks, the Helderbergs, across into the Green Mountains of Vermont, the Taconics and Berkshires, and Litchfield Hills. Little, if any, accumulation, but some slippery travel is likely through the afternoon across the higher terrain before everyone goes over to a plain, cold rain for the middle and latter portion of the day, including the evening commute. As we get into the evening hours, we'll transition just to a few scattered showers as the storm system moves through, and we'll dry it out even more overnight tonight. It'll remain relatively mild with temperatures in the 30s and areas of dense fog. We'll start off tomorrow dry with increasing clouds. It'll be milder with temperatures in the mid-40s, and we'll track another system heading in our direction from the same place down near the Gulf Coast. This system will arrive overnight Saturday night and bring more rain to the region, perhaps some icy spots early Sunday morning, and Sunday will feature plenty of rain as that storm moves through. After this system passes by, it looks like we'll have a dry stretch of weather to open up next week. A mix of sun and clouds and milder upper 40s to around 50 on Monday and Tuesday, and into the lower 50s ahead of the next storm on Wednesday, and that system could bring us a chance of showers by Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, much of the West will remain in a cold, active, wet pattern through the weekend thanks to a series of impulses that'll drop south and reinforce the broad upper-level trough of low pressure. Snow will continue to spread across the Pacific Northwest, the Great Basin, and into the Rockies. Snow will be heavy at times across the higher terrain in Northern California, Southern Idaho, Nevada, Utah, and for portions of the Central Rockies. Winter weather advisories have been issued for much of the Intermountain region. The waves of energy will exit the front range and track across the plains, where a stationary front extends from the lower Mississippi Valley to the Ohio and Tennessee valleys and off the mid-Atlantic coast. Multiple rounds of heavy rain will continue as warm Gulf moisture advects northward along the boundary. This rainfall is expected to occur over a broad area already saturated from prior days of excessive rain. A slight to moderate risk for flash flooding of mainstem rivers will persist into the weekend, and flood watches and warnings remain in effect over a broad area from northeast Texas into Pennsylvania. In the cold sector, scattered to widespread snow will be possible for portions of the plains, the Midwest, and the upper Mississippi Valley, and winter weather advisories are in effect for these areas. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 89 degrees at New Roads, Louisiana, to a low of 33 below zero at Malta, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy with rain, lower 40s. Boston, increasing clouds with rain moving in later this afternoon, lower 40s. And in Buffalo, cloudy with rain and highs in the upper 40s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 37 degrees. The average low, 19. The record high, 69, set in 2017. And the record low, 16 below zero in 1972. Sunrise this morning was at 6:40 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:37 p.m. 10 hours and 57 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Thickening clouds with sleet and freezing rain moving in, then changing to rain today with highs in the mid to upper 30s. Rain showers ending this evening with areas of fog overnight tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with rain moving in today and highs in the lower 40s. Rain showers ending this evening, some fog overnight tonight, lows in the mid 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, thickening clouds with pockets of sleet and freezing rain early in the afternoon, changing to rain today. Highs in the mid-30s. Rain showers ending this evening, then areas of fog overnight tonight with lows in the lower 30s. for the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills. Thickening clouds, pockets of sleet and freezing rain early this afternoon, changing quickly to rain today with highs in the upper 30s. Rain showers ending this evening, some fog overnight tonight, lows in the mid-30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Thickening clouds, a few areas of sleet and freezing rain at the onset early this afternoon, changing to rain today, though quickly, with highs in the upper 30s. Rain showers ending this evening with areas of fog overnight tonight, lows in the mid-30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, some sunshine giving way to increasing clouds, mid-40s, rain moving in Saturday night, rain on Sunday, especially in the morning, scattered showers in the afternoon, lower 40s, a mix of sun and clouds Monday and Tuesday, upper 40s to around 50, sunshine giving way to clouds Wednesday, lower 50s, and a chance of showers Thursday back into the 40s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.